Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to a Tuesday edition of The Drive on KFH Radio. Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz from the West Wichita Basement Studio. Max Power back east, producing and engineering the show at 869-1240. We welcome your participation as always. Good show on tap today. I'll get to that in a minute. After I greet my son. How are you today?
Good. I'm good. The show's good. We're all good.
Everybody's good. Just booked a guest for Friday or Thursday's show. So
I'm working on a guest. I don't think it's going to pan
take it
out.
Easy. We got some openings Friday.
Well, let's see, but I can't find the guy.
Who are you looking for?
This guy wrote a book about Glenn Frey.
Really?
I don't think it's like this major publication, but his former roadie and tech guy for a lot of the tours the Eagles were on. So I think it'd be interesting to talk to him.
Can't find him.
Found his co-author, kind of his ghostwriter, sent him a message. So the guy's name is like Bob Johnson or something, so he's not easy to find. But we'll keep working. I texted messaged his wife, so we'll figure it out.
Well, we'll see how that turns out.
Yeah.
Kind of fun to look for guests in this time where there's no sports, but not that much fun. Let's be honest. Rather have them fall into our lap. At 4:25 today, former East High basketball coach Ron Allen will join us, one of the winningest coaches in City League history, a guy who was a youngster at Southeast High School back in the 60s when we had so much civil unrest, and now we're going through the same kind of stuff here in 2020. I thought it'd be interesting to get his perspective. So Ron Allen will be with us at 4:25. At 4:40, Earl Austin Jr., who's a member of the St. Louis Sports Hall of Fame. He's been inducted, journalist, coach. But for our purposes, he's the nephew of NBA great Wes Unseld, who passed away today at the age of 74. And Wes Unseld, of course, played collegiately at Louisville, which had some melees with Wichita State back in the day.
They were in the Valley, right?
That's correct. And the reason I'm so drawn to Wes Unseld, there's more than one. Fantastic player, unbelievable rebounder at 6'7". What do you think he averaged for his career in the NBA?
11.4 rebounds.
14.
It's pretty good.
His first 5 years in the NBA with the Bullets, then the Bullets, 18.2, 16.7, 16.9, 17.6, and 15.9 rebounds per game.
That's impressive for anybody, but for a guy that size. I thought he was taller. I didn't know he was only 6'7".
And at Louisville, he averaged 20.6 points per game, 18.9 rebounds per game. And I remember him for his battles with Warren Armstrong, of course. Their careers coincided. They played the same years. They were sophomores in 65-66. That was before freshmen were eligible. And I remember one of my most vivid memories is Jabali jumping center against Louisville And winning the tip at 6'2". Now, Jabali is a freak of nature. Unseld's 6'7". Jabali, one of the great rebounders in Wichita State history, at 6'2". He won the tip, went down and dunked, and I'm pretty sure this is correct, broke the backboard in a game against Louisville.
You think so?
I know he broke the backboard in a game. I'm pretty sure it was in a game against
Louisville. On the very first play of the game?
That seems to me to be correct. Now, listen.
I don't know. It seems like that would be still talked about.
It is still talked about.
Like, remember when Warren Armstrong broke the backboard on the first play after winning the tip? That would be the most famous moment in Shocker history.
It's one of the most famous moments.
I'd like to get verification.
And if it's only inside my head, then it's famous to me.
That works.
And listen, I know that he won a tip. I know that he broke a backboard, and I know he played extremely well against Wes Unseld. Those two they clashed. They were tough, strong,
of course,
individuals, and I'll never forget their meetings. They had six of them. Louisville won four. Wichita State managed to get a couple of wins against Louisville during those years. Anything else you'd like to know about that?
Not necessarily.
You know that's
about
the kind
that.
Of stuff I love, right?
I know, but I don't mean to change the subject. It's kind
don't
of.
Don't change the subject.
It's. I want to know if you remember this, because this is one of the vivid memories of my childhood. You were playing pickup basketball somewhere.
And I went up and broke the back. Yes,
and
I did.
Somebody broke the backboard, and he got blood all over his face and had to be taken away in an ambulance.
I do kind of remember that, and I forever felt bad about breaking that backboard.
Yeah. Well, did that happen?
Yeah.
I know it wasn't you, but did it happen?
Yeah, I broke the backboard.
Just did it happen?
Of course.
Why won't you answer the question honestly?
I believe it did happen.
Okay. Why were you playing with a guy who could dunk?
Where was this?
I don't know. But people were watching. We were in the stands. As I remember, Jan and I, your old...
Was this down in Derby?
Maybe.
You were too young to really have a...
I don't remember. I
have
remember,
a cognizant memory of it.
I remember blood and an ambulance.
I'm sure that I played well that game.
Yeah, but kind of burying the lead.
I would have been... I got to be a pretty good basketball player after high school for about 4 years.
You could shoot...
From the time I was 19 till the time I was 25 or so, I could play.
Well, this was after that, so
I wasn't that good then.
I guess I missed your prime years.
You did.
I guess so.
And I used to show up at pickup games. We used to play pickup games.
West High and Northwest.
All over the place, especially at Friends University during lunch. Those were some of the best pickup games. You'll find. And at Henry and Jim back in the day.
Who was involved?
A lot of Friends players. A lot of guys just showed up. That was where you went. It was the YMCA at the time. Now, it was the Friends University and the Garvey Gym was connected to a YMCA gym.
That's where Garvey comes from.
Right. And we had some great pickup games there. In those years.
Well, I remember, obviously, I wasn't around.
You weren't
for those,
around.
But I was around for the West High and Northwest pickup games. The only person I really remember playing in those was Chris Davis. I'm sure there were others.
Chris Davis, one of the worst players you'll ever find.
Really? That's too bad. I had it in my head that he was a stud.
Let me think about that. He couldn't score.
I wonder
he
why.
He rebounded pretty well.
If you can't score, you can't really do anything. This was that conversation Duda and I were having the other day. What's the point of defense?
I wonder
if you can score, you don't need to do anything else.
No, you need to do the other things, and that's why I elevated my game to play a little bit of defense. Not a ton, but I got to be fairly decent. Too bad I hadn't worked at it in high school. I regret that to some degree.
Exactly. You rested on the 17 for 17.
Yeah, but I was on my way as a junior, and then I really messed up my ankle. I was out 2 months with an ankle.
You said another thing that sparked a memory.
What do you mean?
Hoop it up. when you hobbled around on your injured ankle then
and made the winning shot
and hit the game winner.
Yeah.
Or was it the tournament winner?
Yeah, it was a tournament winner.
60 and older bracket.
This was 30 years ago.
I know, but you shouldn't have been playing on a team that won. There had to be better players out there. So what was the subcategory?
Because we had a guy that could rebound and block shots in Tom Seals, a guy who could defend and score in Tom Schein.
That was your team?
And we had me.
Again, not to
who
take
could
any,
just fill it up.
Not to take anything away from you or those gentlemen, but there had to be actual basketball players in that tournament.
We were basketball players.
But you played. But it's not like, we got an ex-college guy who really tore it up at Boston College back. And there's nothing like that. It was just three newspaper guys.
Who had a
so
way
So was it
of...
a media tournament?
I don't think so. Oh, no, it wasn't a media tournament.
So it's just the regular hoop-it-up tournament.
It was a three-on-three hoop-it-up.
I'm shocked. Because I didn't know you made the winning shot, but I don't know what you won.
You couldn't have been very old at that time.
I remember it.
I remember it like it was yesterday over on Water Street, I believe. The basket was at the west side. Water Street.
A portable basket.
Yeah, that drilled that shot.
Of course. I remember the rim being about 8.5 feet. But
see, there you want to go. You want to detract from it.
You still made it.
Right.
Was it a 10-foot goal?
Of course it was.
Okay.
I'd love for either Seals or Schein to be listening right now and to call the show.
We had some good Wichita Eagle
pickup games back in the day, too. Now, you might scoff now and say, who was there? But there were some decent.
I'm fine with those players being good players for what they were. I'm asking, there's no way you could have won an actual.
We had a 6'6 guy in the middle, a 6'4 guy on the wing, and me. Just taking every shot, pretty much. Not every shot.
Pretty much.
Schein could shoot.
Well, again, I would love if either of those people were listening and called or texted or Twitter. I just want what really happened. What did you win?
We won the tournament.
Okay.
I believe.
I'm being told now it was the media division.
Who's telling you this?
I have no idea.
Who's telling you this?
I don't know.
Well, then why would you believe
them? I don't know the number.
That's absolutely fake news. That's somebody who doesn't know what they're talking about.
Please identify yourself if you just texted me. He said he played in it, too, with other Eagle personalities.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I wonder who that would be.
So it must have been a media turn.
Let's get to Skinnerd. Skinnerd, welcome.
Yeah, boys. Bob, my vision of you in the day, a wannabe jock. I think that sums it up in a nutshell.
Well, at least I was a wannabe.
Well,
how do you like that,
Skinnerd? Okay, now that was just chiming in. When Jim 35 gets 3 points, here's point one. Wes Unseld, do you know he was from Louisville, Kentucky, but if he didn't go to Kentucky, which was really his second choice, do you know where he was going to college?
I do not.
He was going to go to KU. They was after him hard. His brother George was up there, and something happened where George didn't play a senior year, but him and Wes would have played one or two seasons together.
I knew George was up there, but now that you say that, that does ring a bell. What's your second point?
Well, I read that in Ted Owens' book. Let me give the source. Okay, back
in
the day, if you was so good at Friends, I suppose you used to tear up Raphael Tony and one-on-one also, just like you did.
Never played Raphael Tony one-on-one. The guy we played with at the time, the guy that was a star at Friends at the time and that would sometimes come over and play in our pickup games, was a guy named James Lister out of Liberal, Kansas.
Tiny.
I remember Jimmy. Third point.
I called him James. Jeff said Tiny and you said Timmy. So
Jimmy. But there is James Lister. Jimmy. I think that's the guy who played Zeus in the WWE. That's his name.
All right, your third point.
They called him Tiny.
Well, I said, Jimmy, Bob, get a hearing aid. Third point, I talked to Julio the other night, and he had me busting a gut. He said he sent you some ball card of Dick Barnett or something, and I was just laughing because actually did a good interview with some Barnett the other day on the radio.
Yeah, that was Jim Barnett, and he sent me a playing card.
I'll give you a
from Julio, which is obviously you, and I appreciate it.
No, I am not Julio. If I was going to
guess, who is Julio?
Somebody, well, when I hear him on the radio, I would guess that is Teddy Woodward.
Interesting.
Later, boys.
Thank you. The mystery of Julio.
We haven't heard from Julio.
Well, I've gotten two letters from him in the last several weeks.
Why would he know your address?
He's a mailman.
Skinnerd.
I don't know. Let's get back to the phones and Andrew. Hello, Andrew.
How do I beat that call, boys? Wow. He took shots at Jim and you, man. Well, first of all.
That's Skinnerd, man.
Oh, man. Well, the first thing I wanted to say is I know Bob wasn't a wannabe jock. He was a jock in high school. He was an amazing baseball and
calm down, Andrew.
Basketball too. But my second thing is when you guys were talking about pickup games, you kind of brought up a memory. I remember one time we had my dad was working and he invited all his co-workers to the house to play a pickup game. And an ex-college basketball player was there, and he was in the back just tearing everybody up. And as a kid, you know, you're sitting there watching, like, this is really, really, really cool. So, yeah, it was just a huge memory that I'll always remember.
Who was the player? Do you know?
I do not, but I'll figure that out, and then I will let you know when I figure it out.
All right. When do the Patriots begin?
Patriots begin the players report next week, and I'm pretty sure the first game is June 12th.
The Mulvane Patriots. All right. Well, we wish you luck with that. Andrew.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
All right. 869-1240. Jason is next. Hey, Jason.
Hey, I was going to see if you remembered Nancy Lieberman Klein playing in that Hoop It Up tournament in Wichita back in the day.
Yeah, we beat her. I took her to the rim.
She did. I don't think she played in the media division.
I wasn't the media division.
It clearly was. I have it on good authority.
Yeah, we handled that.
Team in the top flight division. I don't remember seeing Bob's team against her, though.
Thank you, Jason.
You must have eliminated her in the early rounds.
Probably so. Max, is there another Jason on the line, or was that the one? Okay. Thanks to Max Power, who communicates wonderfully.
100%.
In my ear as we try to make it through these days where we're in two separate places trying to do the show. 869-1240 is the number. Again, the music today from one of my high school classmates, although this guy, Greg White, a couple years my senior, he was a 1971
really
high school graduate.
Did you know him back in the
day? Yeah, I didn't know him well, but I knew him. His dad was an insurance agent in Derby, and I know his younger brother better. He's a year younger than I am. So the White family, Bob White had an insurance agency right there on Madison at K-15.
Nice. Well, I hope he gave us some good songs.
Or was it a little bit south? Down in Derby. Man, I'm reminiscing like crazy.
Oh,
Am I my happiest when I'm in the past?
When you're in a certain section of the past.
What section?
You never talk about like 1988. It's always 69
88 was
to 77.
Awful. No, 88 wasn't bad.
Well, I don't know. Was it?
Well, you were around. I mean, Yeah, 88.
I don't know about that.
What do you want to know about 88?
Nothing necessarily.
You want me to write about it? You want me to?
Yeah, I want you to recall 1988. You had KU winning the national
championship.
Listen,
my life's an autobiography. I'll tell you all about.
Well, maybe write an autobiography.
I'll tell you all the sordid details if you want to know them.
Bring it.
Really?
No reason not to. What's the point?
Well, 86 was... before 2020, and I still think 86 is the worst year of my life, but 2020 is right there with
2020
it.
2020 is the worst year of everybody's life.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's the worst year ever. But 86 for me, individually, personally.
I get it.
Could have been even worse.
I don't know what the worst year of my life. I haven't had that.
Maybe
many.
You haven't had it yet.
Well, I hope I have. Of course, it's probably 2012.
Here's Jim.
But I got married in 2012.
That's the worst year of your life?
Yeah, because my mom was sick throughout, and then she died in early 2013. So I don't know. I don't know how to classify it.
Well, you got married.
I met my wife, and my mom got sick in 2011. She got progressively worse, and I got married in 2012. So I don't know.
Let's get to Jim 35. Jim.
Yeah, I've been out of the area, and I don't know. Have you rescheduled the honoring the 150 top athletes in the Wichita area?
Well, what do you mean you've been out of the area? You called us earlier this week, I thought, or last week. We have rescheduled.
I told you about that.
No. We're going to have that in August of 2021.
Okay. Well, back in the days of the early 80s, Doug Hoppick. Is he an honor? What's the nomination process?
Doug Hoppick, I can't tell you. He has not been announced yet for that event, so you'll have to wait.
How do you go about that?
I don't want to get into all of it here, Jim. We've got a strong base of listeners that may not be interested in the process. But I can tell you that if you wait, other names will be coming out.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Well, I don't know if Jim's like all over Facebook and social media.
There's Jim 35. Maybe we'll have Hoppick on the air. Listen, Doug Hoppick's one of my favorites. Okay. Southeast High School. Great tight end and outstanding pitcher for the best high school baseball team in the history of the state of Kansas.
Sounds like he ought to be in consideration then.
All right, we'll return in a minute with Ron Allen. He joins us after the break. Stay tuned. The Drive on KFH.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.